This is the Blaze Radio On Demand.
Get a Casper mattress and start your year off right. Try it in your home for 100 nights risk-free. Go to casper.com/Glenn. $50 off the purchase of your mattress. Terms and conditions do apply.
Glenn Beck.
The Blaze Radio Network.
So what is your understanding in the reading of Michael Flynn and this story, the way it's being reported?
Well, there's a couple things. I mean, he's saying, you know, the report is Michael Flynn is going to ask for / get immunity because he's, you know, got some story to tell.
And that's, you know, that part, the last sentence is exactly word for word what was said
by his attorney.
Yeah, he has a story to tell. So everybody is running with he's got a story to tell and he wants immunity. That's not exactly what he's asking for.
Right. So, first of all, who wouldn't want immunity? I mean, Jeffy, if you wanted to chime in on that, I'm sure you'd have something to say.
Can I tell you something? The reason why you never want to testify in front of Congress? They can take anything that they want. You are so close to going to jail when you testify in front of Congress. Because if they choose to be hostile, they have almost unlimited power on cornering you and then throwing you in jail. Because if they are hostile to you, I mean, look at how many times the Obama administration perjured themselves in front of Congress. In my documents from a recent court case, which are out in the open, you will see that we have the Department of Homeland Security chief perjuring herself in front of Congress, locked up, tight as a drum. Evidence. She perjured herself multiple times. But for some reason, the government doesn't want to go there. But if the government decides, if Congress decides, oh, you've testified in front of us, oh, you've given us some information, and they are hostile to you, look out.
And clearly they would be hostile to Flynn.
Oh, I mean, clearly.
There's no question about it. Asking for immunity is a wonderful thing you can do. They don't give you immunity because you ask for it. They give you immunity because they want to get something out of it. So the idea would be if they believe that Flynn has something on somebody bigger than him, mm-hmm. which obviously would be Donald Trump, pretty much it. Or, you know, I mean, I guess maybe Bannon or somebody up at that level, but somebody very high in the administration, then they might give him immunity. They have not given him immunity, so there's no reason to believe that at this point. However, there's never a problem. You know, there's no reason not to ask for it, right? Because you're right. He starts testifying, and what are they going to do? They can go. They can ask him a million different questions. They can have. They can try to make him look really bad. They can try to put him in a position in the worst possible light. So there's no upside in not having immunity. That being said, I don't like Flynn at all. He's
a shifty, shady guy.
And I think it was a terrible appointment. I think it was mm-hmm. his worst appointment, probably, mm-hmm. Maybe second worst. And the idea that he did something potentially illegal is certainly possible.
Yeah.
So why not try for this?
Okay. So
Trump
did
tweet some support for him today.
Right.
We should point out.
And so the tweet that came out today was, I would ask for immunity too if I were part of this crooked government or investigation, pretty much.
Yeah, he said Mike Flynn should ask for immunity in that this is a witch hunt, excuse for big election loss by media and Dems of historic proportion, !!
Oh,
and it is historic in that it did happen in the past.
Yes, but that's the only
historic
part.
That's the only
part.
Historic proportion
okay,
part
so
of it.
Why is he still doing this? I mean, it is really not about the election anymore. This is about your ties to Russia. It is not really about the election anymore. I mean, that is a part of it, but it is much bigger than that. Okay. So what has he said? He basically said, yeah, you know, they're crooked. I would ask for immunity too. So let me give you the way the media is spinning this. The media is spinning this. Michael Flynn and his attorney have asked for immunity. And watch this clip, and it shows the attorney. Michael Flynn has a story to tell, and he needs protection. Okay. He's going to take down Donald Trump. He's got something on Donald Trump. Now, let me tell you what really happened. Michael Flynn's attorney. Michael Flynn has a story to tell, but he wants protection from an unjust prosecution. Now, that's different, isn't it? Instead of saying, I want immunity, what was said was he wants protection in the form of immunity for unjust prosecution. Now, that leads me to believe that there's a good possibility that the story Michael Flynn has to tell has something to do with unjust prosecution, or that he's going to say, none of this stuff happened. I'm not talking to you until you give me immunity. Now, he won't get immunity if indeed his story is everything's great.
Yeah, you don't get immunity for everything's great or I did something myself on my own that does not affect others.
Correct. Right?
Like, you don't get immunity.
You don't get immunity.
Two things.
The only way they're going to give immunity is if he convinces them that I do have a bombshell and I'm going to drop it. But I personally think, remember, Donald Trump is a great showman. If nothing else, he's a great showman. And I don't think this is coordinated by any chance because that would be illegal. But wouldn't it be a great showman to be able to convince the FBI that you need immunity and you're going to give them something? And then when you go in, you give them nothing but sunshine and lollipops and they have nothing. And then your attorney walks out and says, Michael Flynn testified. He wanted immunity from an unjust prosecution. And he testified that there is nothing going on. And we demand that those statements be released for the public because he knows they granted him immunity and he has no problem telling the truth. He told them the truth. I mean, that's just a bomb waiting to go off.
Yeah. People who think Flynn, this is real and Flynn might say something bad about Trump, think that Trump's trying to get him on his side, essentially.
I would, too. I think Michael Flynn has something. I think Michael Flynn is a dirty. I mean, look, what was the other, not Bannon, the other?
Manafort.
Manafort. Yeah. Manafort is, I don't know why Manafort isn't being burned at the stake today.
He's going to be, he's going to be a big focus of this. I think they think Flynn is actually less potent than Manafort is. I think they think they can get a lot more on Manafort when this thing actually ends than they even Flynn. But of course, both of these people, Donald Trump himself, ejected from his inner circle.
I think those two are absolutely dirty. Now, whether that goes all the way to Donald Trump or not, I don't know. But those two, I mean, we already have the evidence on Manafort from the Ukraine. I mean, the Ukraine did an investigation themselves on other things, and they found that the ruling party, the party connected with Putin, was paying him $10 million a year, basically laundered money. I mean, that's not good. And Manafort never claimed any of that.
No. And this is pretty interesting, too. Michael Flynn's attorney, this is according to ABC News, Michael Flynn's attorney is Robert Kellner. Robert Kellner, 4 days after the election, tweeted this, a prediction. Donald Trump will make novel and unusual use of the president's pardon power, an underutilized tool of political power.
Oh, my gosh.
Which is true because, the president can do whatever he wants, basically, when it comes to pardoning people.
Oh, man, if he starts to pardon people. he pardons people.
You're telling me he won't? If you go in there and you don't include Donald Trump in any of these controversies. And you go and you get dragged in
You're
front of Congress.
To him.
I would not be surprised.
I think the people will go crazy. Now I can't predict.
I mean, yeah, the next days predict, they did.
I can't predict what conservatives will do because I don't know what conservative. I know what this audience is, but I don't know what the conservatives at Wild will do because I think there is a ton of them that are convinced that this is a witch hunt. I do believe that the media is mishandling this because, A, to a conservative, all it conjures up, at least for me, every time I watch it, really? Where were you the last 8 years? They didn't do this on anything for the last 8 years. Nothing. They would report a story and say, hey, the president said that it was just a couple of rogue agents in Cincinnati that were looking at at taxes. And then that was proven to be absolutely false. And they never really covered anything. They didn't certainly cover it like this. This is nonstop. You know what this is? The missing Malaysian airliner. This is about to beat the CNN coverage of that missing airplane. They, for some reason, have their teeth in it, and they're just not going to let go.
Well, I mean, it is something that there is bipartisan support for an actual investigation into yes. many parts of this.
Yes.
And it's not just about Donald Trump. I mean, you know, Trump keeps bringing up the leaking of this information, but that is an actual part of this, and that it is bad.
You know that... Do you know that the Russian government hacked into one of the French news channels a few years ago? Do you know this story? We've got to look this story up and really tell this story start to finish. The French have been, Marine Le Pen and the Le Pen party is funded. Much of it is coming from Russia, and the ties to Dugin are well documented. So they've been trying to push this ultra-right all over the world, and they are looking for fascist wannabes or just instability. They're just looking for chaos. So they have been involved in the French nonsense for a while, trying to poison the well over in France and trying to stir up anti-Islamic hatreds. The Russians, at one point before, I think it was before one of the elections, this is years ago, I've never heard of this. The Russians actually hacked in to the Russian news channel and tried to pretend that they were ISIS. And they did this whole hacking in, and it turned out that it wasn't ISIS that hacked in and took over the sites and was making threats. It was Russian operatives that were pretending to be ISIS. I just read this the other day, and I'm like, I don't know anything about that. I've never even heard of this. But it was all of the different things that Russia has done.
Wow. That's crazy.
Yeah.
Marco Rubio yesterday said that not only did the Russians try to break into his campaign infrastructure during the campaign, they did it again yesterday. more attacks from Russia, from IP addresses located in Russia.
I mean, it's clearly happening, and we clearly have to know. And can we look into that French story over the weekend? Let's maybe put Jason on this. And look at all of the stuff that they've been doing in France, because that's not emotional to us. You know, that stuff happened in France, and you're like, wow, really? Let's find out more. Let's really dig into what they're doing over in Europe, because if they're doing it over in Europe, and we know they are, if they're doing these things, and I can't believe I didn't hear that story. There's got to be something to that story that's wrong in the way I read it. But that's what I read. I can't believe that actually happened, because we don't know anything about it, but we are also so isolated here, and we don't care about, you know, other countries' elections, that maybe we did just miss it and nobody picked it up. But we want to see the patterns over in Russia, because if they're doing them there, why would we assume they're not doing them here? We're the biggest target in the world. Of course they're doing it here. And that's, to me, I can't believe I'm saying this, but Mitt Romney was right. Russia is the biggest geopolitical foe of freedom and the United States of America.
Mitt suddenly, after the election is gone, has tons of support on that claim from Democrats. All of a sudden, now they understand it. You know, the thing is, it was true then. It was true then when he said it.
Yes.
And we all knew it was true. And you know what? They knew it was true. And they denied it all this time. They did nothing about it over those 4 years.
Right.
And then they wound up getting, you know, they certainly got bitten by it. But now they all admit it.
Now they all admit it. But they're only admitting it because they want to get rid of Donald Trump. And
many Republicans are now denying
it. All knew that was true. And now many are denying it because they want to protect Donald Trump. Let's just deal with the truth.
Glenn Beck,
The Blaze Radio Network.
Hey, I want to talk to you a little bit about the trouble that I have sometimes with my son and my daughter. They love the internet, as I do. The internet is an incredible resource, educational, social, recreational. It's all good, except it's not all good. Some of it is real bad, and it can show up on your kid's screen when you least expect it. So how do you as a parent handle it? I want to tell you about Hero Parental Control. It's the most comprehensive family internet solution available, and the activity from all of your family's devices can be filtered, can be monitored, and even tracked via GPS from a dashboard on your phone or your iPad. Material that may be healthy for a teen can be harmful to a young child, and so you need to have the perfect protection level from toddler to teen to mom and dad. One of the most important steps to a safer internet in your home is recognizing this is a really big issue. Hero gives you the power to create a protected and nurturing online environment. There's nothing like it. Try Hero. Block the bad. Choose what's good for your family. Visit blazehero.com. That's blazehero.com.